Okay, let's get into Nehemiah Perek Hei as we continue after the, so to speak, the rebels, Sanballat and all the others tried to stop the building of the Mikdash, and Nehemiah got everyone fighting and building at the same time, the Hishtadlus, the Bitachon, and it seems like that squashed any rebellion to stop the Jews from building the Mikdash. So now this parak talks about how Nehemiah hears that there were people being oppressed, there were many poor, there was a big divide between the rich and the poor were being taken advantage of. They had no money, and the rich were demanding payment. And Nehemiah hears about it, and he gathers them all together and says, we can't collect our loans. It's like Shemitah. We don't collect the loans. We have to go lifnei mishuras hadin a little bit. It can't be that this is how we're acting. And he got everybody to swear. And this is the one of the first that we have read of the societal tikkunim, the societal improvements that Nehemiah made in order to help the society get back on track and do what they need to do. That is the parak. Let's continue. There's interesting that we spoke about this already earlier. Why didn't Ezra do this? Right? Where's Ezra? Where was Ezra? Ezra took care of the intermarriage, as we learned back at the end of Sefer Ezra, but Ezra didn't take care of the building of the walls of Yerushalayim. Okay, so that could be because he was the religious leader. He didn't have the clout and the political clout that Nehemiah had. But here, this is talking about religion. So it's interesting that Ezra did not take part in this. If you remember, we mentioned the Malbim. We mentioned the Malbim back in Ezra, in Perek Zion, that there was a division of responsibility, so to speak. Perek Zion, Pasuk Vav. Who Ezra? Shimon HaTzadik. He quotes the Mishnah in Perek Yavos, that al Shoshet Dvarim HaOlam HaOmed, al HaTorah, v'al Avod, v'al Gemilas Chasadim. K'imei Knesset HaGdola, Nisbatsu Shlosha Amudim Eli De Gimel Anashim Misuyamim. During the Asher Knesset HaGadola's time, there were three individuals, three personalities that symbolized this. Ide Zerubbabel, the Yoshua HaKohen HaGadol, Nivne HaMikdash. V'nisbatsu Amud HaAvoda, the Avoda, Yeshua HaKohen Gadol. V'achrav Yatsa Ezra, L'chonin Amud HaTorah. Ezra was the Torah. He was, after Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the greatest Talmud Chacham ever. V'acharav Nehemia, Shebonachom Osir, V'asach B'mediniyut L'vatzer Amud Gemilas Chasadim. So Nehemia was about society and Gemilas Chasad. And even the walls of the Beis HaMikdash was to protect the nation. So again, that was Nehemia's area of responsibility, and that's what's mentioned here. Also, the Mishmar Zalzav emphasizes that we know there's many sources. The Ramban already talks about Yerushalayim being Ir Hatztaka, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Right, Yeshayo tells us in Perek Aleph, Tzedek Yalinba. And therefore, that's the source of tztaka. Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tztaka. Tztaka is megino v'shomeres es mekaimi ha-mitzvah mikol tzora b'tzuka. Tztaka tatam imaves, as the pasuk says in Mishlei. So when midas hadin is betucha and they're having trouble and they're looking for rachmanis, so as Nehemiah says, tztaka is what Yerushalayim needs, and that is what happened in this parak. Vatehi tzakas ha'am u'nesheim gedola. The am and their wives, right? The families, the screaming was great. El Achayhem HaYehudim to their brothers. El Achayhem HaYehudim. So Machlokas, whether they were talking to their brothers, please stop, or they were talking to Nehemiah about Achayhem HaYehudim. The Yesh Asher Omrim, and there were a number of groups. The Malbim says here that there were two groups. There were some groups that were talking about the past, some groups that were talking about the future. First, about the future. The Yesh Asher Omrim, Baneinu Vodaseinu Anachnu Rabim, we have large families. The Metzudas David says we have a lot of needs. V'nichla Dagav V'nochla V'nichya. What are we going to do? We need food. We need food to eat, and we're going to have to maybe give our children as security. V'yesh asher omrim stoseinu krameinu batenu anachnu arvim. Right, we're going to have to give our fields and our vineyards. V'nicha dagan barav, and take dagan in the famine. So it seems like food was not plenty. It wasn't one of the famines, major famines that we know of, but it seems like the dagan was not in plenty. V'yesh asher omrim, and some of the aniyim said, lavinu kesef lamidas hamelech, where we borrowed money in order to pay the taxes. Stoseinu krameinu. So we're out. Va'ata kibsar achenu bisarenu. And they said, our flesh is just like our brethren's flesh. We're no different, right? Money doesn't change the value of a person, right? Even though there's a phrase out there, how much is a person worth? How much are they worth? Forbes 500. How much are they worth? But that's not what we think. We don't say a person is worth based on the money that they have, right? Every person is created b'tzelem Elokim. Rashi, kibneyam sheheim chashuvim umiyuchasim. Kamochei miyuchasim banenu, just like their sons are miyuchas and chashiv, so too our sons are miyuchas and chashiv. Money doesn't change the essence of a person. V'yata gibsar achenu b'sarenu, kibinehem banenu. And yet, we're suffering. We're forced to be kovesh. What's kovesh? Rashi, Mitzvah Sion. Tfisa b'chazaka. We're forced to give them over in servitude. As baneinu, as benoseinu, our sons and our daughters, la'avadim, to become avadim. Right? What kind of avadim? Eved Ivri. Right? Pashtus and Eved Ivri. We have to give them over. Even though in Eved Ivri, it's the last resort. The last resort. That Rav Hirsch talks about this in Shmos, on Parashat Mishpatim, where the halachas talk about Eved Ivri towards the beginning of Mishpatim, says Rav Shastra and Rafael Hirsch, can only be that the extremest, bitterest necessity could have brought him to it. According to the halacha, he must first have sold his house, home, and land, and even sold his last shirt before he may decide to take this step of selling a child in Ame Ivriya, right, in Eved Ivri, selling somebody for themselves. So again, it must have reached dire straits, and there's nothing to do. It's interesting. It seems like they were older, right? We know the halacha is usually only when they're younger, but here, you know, there was no choice. V'yeshmi b'noseinu nechbashos v'ein le'el yadeinu, and some of our daughters are nechbash. That might mean, like we said before, taken forcibly. The Malbim says maybe it's also referring to lechbosh es ishti babayis, right? Like the pasuk in the Megillah that it was abused, even so to speak. Nechbashos v'ein le'el yadeinu usudoseinu ukramenu l'achirim. Everything is going to others. Vayichar li ma'od, says Nehemiah, I heard all of this, I got very angry. Kasher shamati es za'akasam v'esadvar ma'elo, when I heard their cries and these words. What do you mean, these words? It's something else. It's za'akasam, their cries, that's v'rama eila. Maybe it could be how they cried. It wasn't just that they cried. Vayimalech libi alai. My heart, yimalech. How would you translate that? Vayimalech libi, it moved me. It had a nimlach means to have a change of heart. Right, but what does it mean here? My heart says a beautiful Malbim. The Malbim says he was angry, vayichar li ma'od, but he didn't act when he was angry. He waited. He waited to calm himself in his heart, and once he did that, then he was able to talk to them with a plan, with an intellectual plan. Says the Malbim, libi lavash ruach malchus u'memshala bal esa pnei achorim v'hasganim gam yish lafarish shelo rov mitoch kaso. He did. He waited. Ki libo shukocha memshala asher banefesh, kama shakasa b'mishlei, malach alai v'atzarati ka'asi, u'b'chol zeh, ravti imohem shalo ayde hispalos akas, rak ayde hisorus hatzedek v'hayosher. See, he was angry, but he waited. He waited till he was able to think clearly and not act out of anger. Right? That's exactly what the Rambam says. The Rambam Nuchas Deos in the second parak, when he talks about the Shvil Azov, and through all midos, we have to have the balance. But as is known, there are two midos that he says you have to go to an extreme. That's Kaas and Gaiva. Says the Rambam, V'chein ha-da'a Kaas, De'a ra'a hi'adla ma'od. Kaas, anger, is a very terrible mida. V'roi lo adam shi yisrachik mimena. Ad kitzei ha'acher. You have to go to the other extreme. V'yilman atzmo shalo yichos afilu al davar sheroi lichos alav. We have to train ourselves not to get angry, even things that we should get angry. V'cheinim ratzal adaleim ha'banav ubnei beso. If we want to instill trepidation in others, in our children, in our family. Again, not saying that this is l'maisa bizman hazeh, but a certain or a teacher or a rabbi, and you want them to come back. You can have it on the outside, such a hard balance. On the outside, pretend that you're angry, but inside, you become and he's not kawes, but that's exactly, says the Malbim, what Nehemiah did here, that vayimolach alei libi, v'yariva es achoriv et haskanim, and I started to fight with the nobles. Va'omra lahem, and I said to them, masha ish ba'achiv atem noshim. Right, what are you doing? You're alone. Right, alone, you're taking from them. You're taking from them alone. I mean, Rav Schwab said, it's lab dafka, that there was ribbis being taken here. There's nothing about ribbis, that they were taking usury. Maybe that could be one of the pshatim, but it could just be the fact that they were taking from the poor and demanding payment. That itself, or Schwab says, right, even if you demand payment, that's not what you do to a brother. It's not what you do to a brother, says Rabbi Schwab. That the one has to make sure that they recognize that when it's time to do Ba'asisa Hayashar V'atov, one has to... However, the people were outraged because of the heartlessness of it all. To assert one's right against an impoverished fellow Jew, and especially in the time of a national emergency, flies in the face of everything good and decent that we are taught by the dictum, V'yasisa Yashar V'atov. Remember the Ramban on V'yasisa Yashar V'atov. Lifnim Mishur HaSadin. We have to recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want from us. Right? Remember that Gemara in Bavitzia Daf Lamed also? Why the Churban happened? Shadanu Din Torah. So Gemara said, what do you mean, Danu Din Torah? Well, what else should they do? No, Danu Din Torah, they didn't do Lifnim Mishur HaSadin. They demanded. So that's when Nechemiah is getting upset at them. They're impoverished. They have no money. What are you demanding from them? And I gathered a great number of people to surround them. Why? Rashi says, in order to be mevayish them, in order that they recognize the folly of their ways. Rashi says, Litzok aleihem kedei levayisham. A story in Ksubis on Daf Mem Tesem Abayis. Rav Chisda was also talking about someone who wouldn't feed his children, and he gathered a crowd. So maybe it came from here, suggests the Mishpat Zozov. Va'omer lahem anachnu kaninu asachinu ayudim. And he says to them, we spent a lot of money and funds to get our brethren back on imkaram legoyim kedei banu. Right, those Jews who were taken by the non-Jews, we bought them back. And now what are you doing? Now they owe you, so you're going to sell them back, and then we're going to have to buy them back again? You're going to have to buy them back. V'gam atem timkru asacheichem, v'nimkru lanu v'yachrishu, v'lo matzu davar. They didn't have anything to answer. They didn't have anything to say, lo matzu davar. That pasuk is gavos. Why? It means there was no excuses. It means they didn't try to get out of it. They didn't try to say, well, maybe, I don't know. Right? This reminds us of the difference of that the psukim say, David and Shaul. What happened by David? What happened when Nasan HaNavi comes to him and says the mashal of the Kivtzas HaRosh, the poor man's sheep, and David gets it, and Nasan says, Atah HaIsh. What does David do? Chatasi. That's it. He takes responsibility. Shaul HaMelech, the problem was, what happens if you remember by Amalek, right? Shmuel says, what is the Kol Hatzon? He says, yeah, it was the Am. And then he starts talking to him more, and he says, yes, I did it, but it was because the Am made me. Only until the end, when he starts walking away, and he rips his beged, and Shmuel says, so to your malchus we rip from you, then he says chatasi. He just says chatasi, because there can't be any excuses, right? When we have to think objectively, and things are so clear, so that's what it's about, right? It's one of the pshatim given for Aim Sisra, right? While the Yerushalmi, Tosa at the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes, why do we blow 100 kolos for Aim Sisra? That she cried 100 kolos when Sisra didn't come back, and many mefarshim ask, you know, why daf Aim Sisra? We have to remember a mother of this anti-Semite on Rosh Hashanah. You know, what's the message? What's the meaning? So what's the answer? Some explain. Aim Sisra was looking out the window, as the psukim describe in the Shira there. And she's looking, Ba'ad Eshnav, she's waiting, where's Sisra? And all of a sudden, her friends are telling her, don't worry, he's probably just collecting spoils and collecting women. And finally, as the sun is setting, all of a sudden the truth sets in and she realizes her sister is not coming home, and she cries. What's that about? She realized the MS. No more excuses. No more, the MS hit her in the face. That's exactly what happened here. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Coming to the MS without any excuses. But that here, v'lo masu davar, there were no excuses for these people. There's a Kri Niksiv here. Va'omar lo tova davar shratem osim. Either they said it or I said it. Let's go with the Kri. Nechemi says, what you're doing is not appropriate. Halo b'yiras elokeinu teilecho. We're at Shemayim. We answer to all our authority. Mecherpas hagoyim oyveinu. From the cherpa, from the reproach of the enemies around us. What does that mean? A number of mefarshim explain. If we don't act like Orthodox Jews, if we don't act with a certain level, the goyim are going to make fun of us. It's going to be a terrible chil Hashem, right? We're supposed to be the people of dat, the people of religion, and this is what we do. We steal, or even if we don't steal, we don't give our brethren, you know, any wiggle room. Says that can't be. Says the Malbim. Tzrichim ata behechrich lehisraos kilotem hochim umizagim yiras Hashem kedei shelo tisu cherpa menagoyim sheyomer aleichem sheein lechem emuna vadat v'shaatem menatzei Hashem shebezei yicharfu eschem. The chil Hashem aspect, he says. V'gam ani achai una arai. It says Nechem, you know what? I also gave loans. Maybe as not obviously not as ruthless as the others, but I'm going to forgive my loans. I also gave them silver and wheat, let's forgive it. Right? In Shemitah, right, that's a high standard during Shemitah, right? We say that, you know, there should be Shemitah's Ksafim, that we shouldn't collect loans. But now, the whole nation, Hashivu la na lohem kahayom, give them back today, give them back the security, Sedoseim, Karmeim, Zeseim, Ubateim, the fields, the vineyards, the olive groves, the houses, Umaasa Kesef, the money, Adaga, Natiras, Vayitzar, Ashratem Noshimim, give them back, what's the key word? Hayom, give them back today. The Mishmat Zozav notes, right, because you're feeling it today, the inspiration is there, you can't let it wane. Especially when it comes to tzedaka, how many times is there inspiration, and then as time goes on, it's forgotten. V'hinei zrizus nechutzo l'chol davar shebekdusha. Zrizus is needed for every davar shebekdusha. Like the Mesul Shisharim says in Perek Zayin, shol yachmitz ha'adam es ha'mitzvah. Ela, don't be machmitz, don't push it off. Ela b'igiyaz mana, o b'izdamna l'fanav. O ba'alosa b'machshav aso. Yemaher yachish ma'aseyu lechuz, but do it quickly. Don't procrastinate. Ki ain't sakana ka sakana so. That's the Eight Sahara. Asherinig b'chol rega. Shem ischadesh. Yuchal ischadesh. Eze ikuv l'ma'asa atov. And surely Nesina Tztaka, and that's why Nehemiah says here, Hashiva lo'ahem kahayom. Today. Vayomer, they said, yes, nashiv. Umehem lo nevakesh. We're not going to ask for anything back. Kenasa kasharato omer. Exactly what you say, Nehemiah. Vo'ekres ha'kohanim. Vo'ashbi'em la'asos kadavar azeh. I call the kohanim. And they were mashbiya, either they swore or they imposed a shvua on everyone else there. Gam chutzni na'arti. So to chutzni. Chutzni is my beged. Na'arti, I took my beged and I started shaking it out, Nehemiah says. Remember, this whole sefer is written in first person. Va'omer, and I said, kacha yinaru elokim. Like my beged is being shaken out, Hashem should shake out all of those who don't do this. Eskala ish asher lo yakim es hadavar hazeh. Whoever doesn't stand by this word. Mi beiso mi igiyo. Hashem should shake him out from his house, from his hard work. V'kacha yeh na'ur varek. He should be left empty. V'yomer kol akal. Amen. And the kol kol says, amen. What is this shaking out? So we know, we haven't mentioned it in a long time, but it's come up over the past years, right? That there's something called a poel dimyon. The Ramban of Parshas Lech Lecha, where he talks about Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu often, and even here, it's not even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Nehemiah that does something in order to help create something for the future. Veda says the Ramban, Ki kol gzeiras irin, kasher teitzi mikol gzeira el poel dimyon, ti gzeir miskayem asal kolpanim. When there's a physical embodiment of what's going to happen, so that gives it more staying power. V'lachein yasu anaviyam maisa benevuos, kemam Yirmiyo, Shetziva LaBarach, VaYekachaloscha LeGros Dibri HaSefer Hazeh, Tikshol of Eben VaShlachas Oltoch Prat. Right, Yirmiyo tells Baruch, after you write the scroll, throw it into the river. VaAmar Kacha Tishka Bavel, just like the scroll sinks, so too Bavel will sink as well. Right, the Pesukim in Yirmiyo in Perek Nun Aleph. VeChen in Yin Elisha, VeNichuzro Al Hakeshes, VaYomer Elisha, Yaro, VaYor, VaYomer Chet Teshu Al Hashem, VeChet Teshu Al Baram. Elisha tells the king, as many times as you shoot the arrow, that's as many times as you're going to defeat Aram. LaFicha Chechzak Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Avraham BaAratz. That's why Avraham did a Kinyan Chazaka. VaAsal in Bava Basra. VaAsal Demyon. So too Nehemiah shakes out his jacket and says, that's what's going to happen. And what is how does the pasuk end? The kol kol said, Amen, vaya hallelujah Hashem. And they all praised Hashem. It was besimcha, even though they started off with, they want the money and they don't want, they're being medaktik with every pruta. But they had a whole change of heart, and they did it b'simcha. The Malbim even says, maybe this Vayahalalu is like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? Generally, there is no Birchas HaMitzvah on Staka, on other mitzvahs, but on the Chavero, the Rishonim discuss why, because it's Talib Das Acher, maybe they'll say no, maybe it's something that's logical, that doesn't appear like a mitzvah to others. But either way, says the Malbim, this is the idea of Vayahalalu as Hashem, right? They prayed to Hashem right before they did the mitzvah, Vayasa Am Kadavar Azeh. And then they did it! Vayahalalu, Vayasu, says the Malbim, beautiful Ha'ara. Gam, miyom, asher tziva, osi, lios, pecham, beres, yud. And now the end of the parak. Nehemiah says, and by the way, don't think I'm in a better situation. I've been a governor. I was appointed governor for this land. I haven't taken anything for myself. Mishas estrim, v'yachna, shloshim, mishtayim, latach, shasta, amelach. 12 years I've been the governor. Aniva achai lechem apecha lo achalti. And all the special privileges of the food that the governor is supposed to get, I didn't take part in it. Va'apachos harishonim shalafana yechbidu ala'am. The earlier governors made it more difficult. Va'yichu meyem, and they took taxes. Va'lechem v'yayin achar kesef shkolim arboim. They took taxes. Gam nareim sholtu ala'am. Ani lo asitikin. I didn't. This pasuk is one of the two opinions in Sanhedrin Sadi Gimel that Nehemiah was a little faulted, even though he's trying to say this just to show everybody that you can't be a glutton, you can't try to want money. But this pasuk, either Tezvav or pasuk Yutes, are the two opinions why the Gemara says the Sefer is called after Ezra. Even though now we have Ezra and Nehemiah, we mentioned that earlier maybe the tikkun the punishment is over. Now the tikkun is coming, but in Chazal it's called Sefer Ezra. And the Gemara asks, why is it called Sefer Ezra? Nehemiah ben Chalkli Amrinu. Nehemiah ben Chalkli my time Hakalia lo ikri Sifra al Shmei. Why isn't it called on his name? Amr b'Yirmiya b'Abba b'Neisha Hechzik Tova la'atzmo. That's the end of the parak. Pasuk Yutes. Or the other opinion of Yosef Amar, Bebreisha Sipra Begnusan Shal Rishonim. What did he say during our pasuk? Oh, the earlier governors were worse. Daniel was one of the earlier governors. Daniel was greater than him. How could he say? Hichbir Alaam. That's what he was punished for. The Gambim Lechas Achom Azoz Achzakti. He continues and says, I was machzik and I helped build the wall. V'sada lo kanino. I didn't take any, I didn't buy anything personally. V'chol na'arai kfutzim shema malacha. We just worked and worked. We worked. I had plenty of people at my table every week. Plenty of people. Remember that beautiful minhag, the Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in Parshas Truma, that the Chachmei, the Chasidei Tzarfas, used to make their coffins out of their Shabbos table, out of their dining room table. Uminag Chasidim Shebet Tzarfas, Sheosim Misholchanam Aron Lekvura, Lahoros, Ki Adam Lo Yisem Uma Biyadov Lo Yalvenu Ba'amalo. What comes with us? The tzedakah and the chesed, everything that we did at our Shabbos table. And that's what he says here. I had them at my table. Vasher haya nasel yom echad, shar echad. This is the food that I have, right? All these things were for all of you. I didn't take anything for personal gain. And the last pasuk, zachra li elokai latova, please remember me for tova, kol asher asisi alam azeh, everything I did. This pasuk, by the way, is mentioned in the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, that this is not one of the psukim of Zichronos, even though it's a positive, because it's a Zichron of a Yachid. And only the ones that are Zichron of a Tzibor are the ones that are mentioned in Zichronos. The Gemara there discusses, in Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel, David also said a pasuk like this. Right here he says, Zachar li elokai latova. David Malach also says, Zachreni Hashem, Bertzon HaMecha, Pakdeni Bishu HaSecha. What's the difference? The Gemara says, David Rachmi Hu Tekaboi. What does that mean? Explain the Achronim. The David uses Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is Rachamim, and he's noting it's Rachmanis. I don't really magiali. And Nehemiah used Elokai. Elokim is Lashon Din. So maybe that's why it was a little bit, for his level, a little imperfection, and that's why, for a while, it was known as Ezra, even though now Hashkacha has it that it's really two, Ezra and Nehemiah, according to our countings. Okay, we will stop here in Nehemiah in Perek Hey.